Welcome once again to In Poor Taste. I'm Sean Kendall, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric W. Driscoll.
W?
Yeah.
You got that wrong.
Isn't your little middle name Wilhelm?
No, it's Xander.
Oh, shit.
It's Eric X. Driscoll.
I was going to say Z. That's how bad I am.
Xander. I said not Xander. Xander.
Oh, I'm sorry. He gets this all the time, folks. You can understand. He gets a little touchy.
And you left out the professional before my name, too.
Oh, professional.
We've been doing this for, what, 20? This is our 21st episode?
21st year, yeah.
It takes us 1 year to do a whole episode of this fucking podcast.
That's because we do so much behind-the-scenes work, research. Uh-huh. We've actually been podcasting since 1995.
Well, we didn't know what we were doing.
It just took this long for me to edit the episodes down.
He just, you know, I was once a crazy person, and he sat me down in front of a microphone.
Eric, and don't be modest. You are twice a crazy person.
Once removed.
At least twice a crazy person. Maybe three times.
I'm rather silly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I have this cap here.
Oh, yeah?
From a lovely tea company.
This just in.
Nothing left to do but smile.
Wow, that's excellent news. Back to you, Peter, in the weather report room.
Into the pod room.
All sunshine here, folks.
100% chance of munder and chunder.
100% chance of smiles of sunshine.
I like that voice.
So strap on your ear goggles and get ready to party, because we're here all night. Beep.
I don't know what that last part was.
I like that voice.
Ran out of steam.
When did you start doing that? You know, I was thinking about this the other day.
Well, what time is it? 1 minute. I've been doing that for exactly 1 minute.
I was thinking about this. There are some like voices and characters that I do, and you know, I've been doing them for years, and it just dawned on me. I don't know or actually know a date or any kind of like year. When did I start doing these?
It was probably when you made a pillow fort and you were sitting in it by yourself wishing you had friends playing with a fire truck.
Oh, and I'm like...
So what I'm saying is last weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Once a month, my wife lets me make a pillow fort.
Yeah. In air quotes. He used air quotes for the listener at home.
They were so high up above my head, I almost put my hands up into the upstairs neighbor's bedroom.
This has been Pillow Talk with Eric Driscoll.
It's pretty sensual, you know.
Oh, baby, check out these pillows.
They're so soft and firm. Are you a memory foam pillow guy?
You know, I used to be. I have one, and it was pretty great for a while, but I had like back pain and neck pain, and I didn't know if it was a pillow or not, so I switched to these fatter, I guess I got them at Target, like $4 pillows. So I downgraded it as far as price, but it's been kind of good to have a fluffier pillow lately, but I might switch back. I might go back.
I recently switched to a memory foam. Not, I guess about a year and a half ago, a year ago maybe, switched to the memory foam. I'm seeing what this train's all about.
Mm-hmm. How's it feeling for
you? Pretty good, actually. Yeah. The first one I got was a little like thin, you know? The memory foam was still there. It just like... wasn't a lot. So I went out and bought a little bit.
So it was just a regular filling with memory foam around it? Or was it a
No,
fully
it was.
Foam?
It was just a. It, was it just a didn't have pillow. Much memory into it. You know, so I needed more memory in
it. So it was a forgetful
pillow
is what you're saying?
No, you know how you like update your RAM on your computer?
Yeah. Yeah. You went and got more RAM for your.
My
for your
pillow, yes.
All right, fair enough. Good.
I
like that. You know what? I gotta take a moment and just appreciate your computer joke just now because it worked. That was good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
He's sipping his coffee, rubbing his nipple.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that was a good joke.
And out comes the crotch cumber.
Yeah, well, that's the old one. Let me put this new one in here. Hang on.
He's actually been pretty good about updating his crotch cumber. Oh, my God. Oh.
That was quick.
But what you did with the other one was why I was...
Shh, that's a secret for the studio.
Okay, only J-Pro will know. J-Pro is two thumbs down.
Yep.
He is shaking his head.
1 foot aimed toward the floor, too.
I don't know why.
He's the third thumb.
I think he might have like pulled his hammy or something. He's stretching it out.
That's his foot thumb or his thumb.
His thumb.
He's got two thumbs down and a two thumbs down.
Two thumbs down. Two thumbs down and a microphone.
Where it's at. All right, stop there. Stop there. Then again, nobody could prove that that was supposed to be a Beck song. Damn it!
Why
would I say that out loud?
You mean that guy named Jack?
Oh, yeah, Jack. Yeah, exactly. Crack.
Neck.
It was neck. That's a neck. This new song by Neck. It's here tearing on, up the charts.
Here on Ed TV.
Ed TV? Oh.
NTV. Oh. Not Music Network television.
Yeah. Not MTV. NMTV.
Yeah. NTV, where you tune in for the music, but we give you shit.
You come for the music, you stay for the shit. That's our guarantee.
Shit on a beach? There's shit on the Jersey Shore.
That's a really mean thing to call Snooki. Shit on the beach.
I didn't. I just left. I made it very vague. You're the one that took it there.
You know what? I've been doing nothing but watching that show lately.
Really?
I've just been marathoning every episode. I'm on the episode where the drunk orange people get in fights with other drunk orange people.
Okay. You know what? I'm leaving.
Oh, you know what? No, hang on. That was a behind the scenes of the making of Willy Wonka.
When they would follow
the Oompa Loompas out after filming. And they would just get wasted and fight people.
I'll just go ahead and shut this door then and come back, because I thought you were talking about the Jersey Shore.
No. I've never seen that show. Actually, okay. I may have seen one episode of that show, and I was
horrified.
Did you
see how quick I got up when you...
That was quick. You were halfway out the door by the time I said no. So I'm glad you came back, though, Eric.
Yeah.
Just me talking to myself, this is going to become the Harland Highway really
quick.
Me
too, because I forgot my tea.
I'll just start doing... like painfully racist caricatures of people, and then this will become the Harland Highway.
Oh man,
he does this Chinese.
I might stick around for that.
He's got a Chinese character and a Mexican King character that are just offensive, but they're hilarious.
Well, then it's okay.
Oh, welcome to Charlie Lee's Moon Glow Restaurant.
He had to do it.
I'm sorry, everyone.
He took it to a whole new level.
This is for our This is the crossover listenership that I'm trying to pull in here. People that are both Harland Williams fans and fans of the Sean and Eric super afternoon cartoon show.
Comedy Hour, bang, slash, bam.
This is Ericing in with Sean Kendall.
Xander Driscoll.
Xander and Douglas make a podcast.
Okay, we're not making much sense now.
And that's different from other episodes. How?
No, there is. You're right. You bring a solid point to this podcast.
Yeah,
this
for the first time ever.
100% fact.
And 10% fiction.
And 30% munder.
And 12% cunder.
I haven't heard much.
That would be construction thunder.
Yes, that's from the dunder.
Yeah. And also
that dunder is dozer thunder.
Yeah, true.
Because there's a giant dozer out back of Sean's place right now, face fucking the earth.
Yeah, just scorched earth policy back there.
And you know, where are the deer gonna go?
They are slashing.
Are you gonna bring them in here?
They are slashing and burning, much like Walmart slashes and burns prices. Walmart, destroy the rainforest. Shop at Walmart.
Ding. Are you going to invite these deer in? I mean, they have nowhere to go.
Oh, you mean the deer that are patiently waiting in the green room to appear as guests on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, they're coming in soon.
Well, they're waiting here because...
Should I let one in?
Yeah, let's let one in.
He's knocking on the door with his hooves. You don't have to do that. I'm about to let you in. Hey, hello. Let me in here. Hello. Hi. All right,
a talking deer.
Just go ahead and sit down. We only have two microphones. Oh, that's very unprofessional. Hi there.
Hi, dear.
What's going on?
What's your
there?
Name?
Oh, my name is Bobby Deer.
Bobby Deer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm.
How old are you?
About 3 years old.
So you're.
I'm just at that right age to start fucking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all the dough back there.
I see one of your buttons is coming in.
I've been crushing some crazy dough pussy in the backyard for years now.
I've heard some noises back there, like some like, and so.
Well, I have that effect on
you. Is that you?
That's the ladies.
Okay. I make the ladies.
I get my cloven hoof, and the things I do with it would blow your mind.
Okay. I didn't think it was going to be like, I thought it was going to be more educational of like.
Oh, this isn't education. I'll teach you a few tricks, if you want. How to pleasure a doe.
My wife may not like
this
that.
This is sick. Eric, yeah. I did not expect this was going to be the way.
What's wrong with, it's completely natural to have deer sex in the backyard and make noises like.
For you, it is. But for us, I have a wife and we're human also.
So you're a species. Then.
We're not.
Is that
no,
what this is?
We go to jail.
I'm a mammal too.
When we get naked outside and do things like that, especially to animals, we go to jail.
Well, then why do you keep doing it?
Shh. Bobby, what are you doing?
Listen, it's perfectly natural to take a doe back behind the tree in the backyard and rail it to her nice and hard.
Okay.
You said I was about to get some buttons. That's because I'm really horny. Do you see what? That's a deer joke. That's a deer joke.
I get it.
It's a double meaning. It has two meanings. Because deers have antlers.
When humans explain
and also when you're horny.
And they interrupt.
Excuse me, I'm trying to explain something to you. Because you clearly don't get it.
Okay, Bobby, go ahead.
No, you know what? I give up.
Okay. I'm confused.
I've got apples to eat back there. I've got
some pussy to pound?
Yeah, and you got plenty of stuff to eat in my garden, you fuck. You're constantly in my garden.
Listen, you grow some great vegetables, so I'm in there. I'm browsing and perusing. That's all. Browsing and perusing. Do you go to bookstores and tell people not to browse and peruse?
Bookstores are all closed, dude. That's like 2005.
Yeah. More like 2003.
Listen, that's neither here nor there. I'm here to promote my new book.
What?
That's right. My new book that I'm writing. It's called A Deer in the Headlights. An autobiography.
So is it going to be like your death?
What?
Deer in the headlights when you're going to get hit by a car or something?
What do you mean? A car?
Yes.
Oh, I thought headlights were the lights on stage.
No.
Oh, I must change the title of this book.
You
then.
Better
it's
go rewrite your.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You better stop your publisher from printing the book.
All right. Well,
and
maybe I'll just go back.
Hurry
to,
up and leave.
Maybe I'll just go back to eating clovers and fucking.
Okay.
Fucking the cloven hooves right off of. Dough. Clovers and cloven hooves.
Damn.
Maybe that's what I'll call my new autobiography. Clovers and cloven hooves.
And he just reached.
That is actually a pretty good title.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'll read that.
Yeah, I would buy that. That's pretty good.
You know, maybe you guys should get another microphone and then this wonderful producer here could talk and you could have guests on.
We've been trying to get J-Pro a microphone for years.
We don't have the money.
Well, our accountant, which is us, continues to fuck up.
Either.
Yeah.
This is highly unprofessional, and the setup here is atrocious. I must say, I mean, I'm a deer, okay? I'm a deer. I live in the wilderness. I shit in the woods, little pellets, while I'm running, okay? I'm a deer, do you understand? I am a part of nature. I'm a product of nature. I was born and I will die in the woods, okay? But even I can tell a shitty sound setup. This is unbelievable. I've never been inside of a house before, and I already know that this sucks.
Well,
that is really harsh. I mean, you're a guest in here.
We all quit our jobs too, so that's why we have no money.
I busted in the back door here, and I flipped out.
Yeah, and you destroyed my kitchen.
Yes, because I'm a deer. I'm a wild fucking animal. What do you expect?
Yeah, Sean, why would you let wild animals in your house?
Yeah, what the hell's the matter with you?
I don't know. This is really, I have to start rethinking. We couldn't get anyone on the podcast.
What is a podcast?
This is what we're doing. We're podcasting.
Oh, I thought we were just angrily talking to each other in a room.
How do you have such great mic control?
Yeah.
If you don't even know what it is.
I like the smell of this fabric.
You're pretty articulate, too.
Why, thank you. I just started speaking about 5 minutes ago.
The first time. You can already talk better than I can.
It's, it's something that deer do. They learn quickly. You learn how to shit pellets
in the
woods.
You think they would learn to stay off the road when
we learn how to smash, just utterly smash dough puss.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Just crush it back there.
Mm-hmm.
In the backyard.
Now I know what that is, so it's going to be even more disturbing.
Did you hear the noises they make? It's like.
Oh, yeah.
They make noises like, have you heard those noises at night? Do you ever get woken up in the middle of the night? I
thought it was Sean.
Have you ever been woken?
Having a dream.
Have you ever been woken in the middle of the night by the sound of leaves rustling and the nighttime wind, and you just hear this? Have you heard that? Because that's me just utterly destroying Dovage. Okay, do you understand?
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying.
Eric, can I ask you a personal question?
What's that, Bobby?
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Have you ever been woken up in the middle of the night by this sound? Have you ever?
Yes.
Have you ever been woken up by that sound?
Yes. I am getting kind of turned on.
Have you ever been sound asleep, cozy in your bed, and you thought everything's fine with the world, and you've got your window open so the gentle breeze can lick over across your naked, glistening with sweat body in a summertime?
What?
I've seen it. Have you ever been there, and you just get woken up by the sound of... that's the sound of me utterly decimating.
Okay.
Can I finish? Decimating Dobeev. We call it DB.
Okay. This actually was quite educational, but not in the direction I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more of like how you're going to survive now that they're dozing your environment back there.
Listen.
But it just...
I'll find other
you're
places.
You're like the male human, you know. All we think about is pussy.
Listen, there are plenty of woods in the world yet. I'll move on to the next place because wherever Bobby Deer goes, there's always going to be deer clit to just utterly smash like a magnitude 8.0 earthquake in a third world country.
Okay. I am fucking utterly creeped out and interested. My nipples are hard. You gotta go, dude.
What?
Bobby, please leave.
Oh, I was just starting to have fun on your little podcast.
Here, I'll get... don't take it personally. We time constraints. We need to get on to the next guest.
Well, this is unorthodox, but I guess I'll go. Okay. Yeah, you've got to go, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, you're just
please
not
just
anymore.
Come back at any time.
All right. So, all right. See you later. All right. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm gonna go and
nice to meet you, Bobby.
I'm gonna go and jackhammer some dough pudding.
Okay. Hey, good luck with that.
All right. I can see him out the front window. He's going across the street. He's supposed to.
He's not
there.
Supposed to
go.
Oh,
don't go on the road,
Bobby! Bobby!
Oh God! Oh my God!
He's in
fucking
300 pieces right now.
Did you just see that?
Yes.
Holy shit! Some guy in a Mustang came flying around the corner. Just they burn up and down the road outside.
Oh yeah.
And
that was horrifying.
God, that was terrible. I've never seen anything.
He didn't even stop either.
I've never seen anything like that.
No, there's nothing left of Bobby. There's a few pieces over here by the front door.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, fuck. I think we need to.
My concentration is broken right now.
We need to do something about this, Eric. We got to call somebody.
Yeah.
Who do we call about this?
Animal control.
Call the ASPCA. There's a fucking
Munder.
Goddamn motorcycle just drove through the entrails.
Yes.
It is disgusting. We need maybe we need FEMA. Some sort
FEMA,
of emergency relief.
PETA?
PETA needs to get here immediately.
Yeah, I think they'll be concerned. Any kind of other
I'm gonna go start shoveling the pieces into a bucket.
Maybe
just get started out there.
It's definitely
gross.
Not gonna be open casket.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to commercial here. It's the only thing we can do at this point. But on the other side, we'll be back, and hopefully, we won't have any more disgusting guests.
Dude, be careful on the road.
Yeah. Oh, I will. It's
they,
okay.
Don't even stop.
I know. It's fucked. I'm just going to shovel the ones off the sidewalk. That's all I'm going to
Okay.
do. All right. Well, we'll be back. Hi. Are you tired of your high-paying, fast-paced, uncontrollable life? Are you looking for a way to express yourself physically and artistically while earning a modest wage? Does the motion of a sign spinning and flipping give you a pants-expanding feeling? Also, are you sometimes asking yourself, hey, am I in the right career for me, for my family?
I feel empty, but when I see a sign flipping, it gives me hope again.
Well, then flip on down to Jerry's Sign Flipping University to enroll today. You will be glad you did. Jerry is a filthy, rich, fifth-generation sign flipper with over 40 years of sign flipping experience and has been certified by the Sign Flipping Association. That's SFA for you flippers out there. At Jerry's Sign Flipping University, you will learn the five key elements of sign flipping. That's flip, spin, toss, express, and conquer. Come join us for a live flipping experience. Flip, spin, toss, express, and conquer. Flip on down to Jerry Sign Flipping University.
Coming this summer to a theater near you.
Boy, these troopers are super too.
Here are some blockbusters that will kick your ass.
These cars are too fast. It makes me furious.
And
someone better call the exterminator about all these rats at the mall.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Someone better call animal control about all these wolves on Wall Street, chap.
And
someone better call the diplomat about all these Star Wars.
Also,
could you pass me that lip balm? My lips are getting a little chappy.
This summer,
even I wouldn't watch Ted 2.
If you only go to several movies this summer, make all of these a choice in that list of movies that you'll watch.
That Max sure is mad.
And
boy, it's tough getting by in this Jurassic world.
If you don't watch these movies, you're a fucking pansy. Like the ones that grow in the garden, you little bitch.
If you want melons you can't get any fresher than Frank's Bone-In Melons.
When the bone's in the melon, then you know it's fresh.
Do you ever feel like your life is out of order?
Every day.
Do you ever feel like everything isn't in its place?
My life is completely out of control.
Well, with controlfreak.com, that can all change.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Are you concerned that your pencils are slightly different lengths?
I guess so.
We'll send a Control Freak professional to your house to sharpen every pencil, make sure all of your items are at exactly 90 degree angles from each other, and kick your ass if there's even one fucking crumb in the carpet. ControlFreak.com. Change or else. Folks, it's a sad day here at In Poor Taste. We're here at the funeral for our good buddy, Bobby Deer. Is it Bobby?
Bobby Deer, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name. He's such
Bobby J. Deer,
I think. He wasn't a pillar of the community, folks, but you know what? He was a member of our community, and
yeah,
you know, we knew him well for those 5 or 6 minutes.
Poor bastard.
Never met him before.
Died quickly, though.
He didn't feel any pain, I don't think, so there's that. That's good.
He did scream out for help, like, for a half second.
Yeah, and really, we only knew him for those 5 minutes, but we knew him well in those five minutes, I think.
I've known him for a while because I've heard him out back slamming deer puss.
Yeah.
And
yeah, those noises. I mean, there were noises out there in the middle of the night that would wake you up. They sounded almost like. So, you know, maybe in the long run, it's what was supposed to happen to him, and we just gotta let him go, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe my garden and my sleep this summer won't suffer.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, you know, it's a new beginning.
You gotta be positive. Yeah,
it's a
new beginning
without him, I think.
A fresh start.
The reason I'm talking low, folks, is because we're here at the service.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm getting a little loud.
You know, I just wanted to share some memories. I remember the one night he was back there, and he was just absolutely demolishing deer crevice.
The crevasse.
Doe crevice, they call it, the kids call it. And it just sounded like. So, you know, and it was just, those are my fond memories. We all have fond memories of him.
Yeah, I remember that one time I saw him with two does, mm-hmm. and a microphone.
Would you say he was just manhandling Fish Taco.
Oh, and it sounded something like...
I do remember that night, too. I remember it fondly and clearly. That's why it's so hard to say goodbye in this time of utter sadness and love.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, you know, we only talked to him a short while.
Hold my hand.
Yeah. That's, okay. You have a very, very surprisingly soft hands, Eric.
Yeah, I just, like, keep my hands in a jar of lotion.
I mean, they are silky. Do you duct tape jars of lotion onto your arms?
Yes.
With your hands dipped in them ever so daintily?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I pull them out real quick, just to shake your hand.
These are fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do much anymore.
These are a far sight from Big Jim's horrible hands.
Oh, I know. Those calloused fucks.
I know.
But,
It's weird that all of our guests have such simple names, you know? Wait a minute. Do you see who I see across the way? At this funeral? It's two of our old friends. It looks like... Is that Clem and Jeb over there?
Don't look.
Should we go say hi?
No. Dude, they're drunk.
I see that. And they're holding their hunting rifles at a deer funeral.
They're shooting them off.
They're aiming at the deer. Wait a minute. Clem, Jeb, no.
Oh, they're hunting.
Yeehaw! I never seen so many deer in my life. What the hell is this? Some sort of deer funeral?
Clem, yeah. What?
Clem, check it out. I'm going to shoot a couple of them.
Get them. Use your laser sight.
Pass me another beer, buddy.
Here you go. Crack it for you.
Oops, I shot it right open and drank it.
All right, what is this? Some kind of... Why is everyone in black?
Everybody's running around. Hey.
I thought this was a dare party.
Hey, you two. The two gays in the basement.
Hey.
They're here. Hey, come over here. Let's talk into the recording device.
They're recording us?
They're recording us just like
government. They got secret government recording devices.
You guys are fucked. You guys got to get the fuck out of here. We can't have you.
Who are you trying to record for?
You guys just shot up a deer fucking funeral, and you're going to sit here and casually talk about the government.
Well, listen to me. You tell me I can't hunt deer. It's like telling me, you know, I can't hunt deer.
We haven't seen you guys in a long time. Where have you been?
We've been around. Don't worry about it. You want to watch us like the goddamn Obama government?
Too fucking cold up here, and the winter ain't coming up here just to freeze Republican ass.
God damn it.
What?
You always give away the secrets. We're trying to keep ourselves secret, and you go around telling every little Obama drone.
Sound like my fucking wife now, goddamn.
You might as
well.
Get back
in that kitchen there.
You might as well call Obama on the phone himself and tell him where we are.
Probably too busy flying them drones. He won't answer your fucking call.
Yeah, he's flying the drones and following us around anyway. But that's only because you told him where he was. God damn it. Well, we got to get out of here.
Yeah,
Clem totally gave away our location.
Hey, Jay.
What?
Don't forget to get the meat.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we gotta...
I'm going to scoop up this deer. Someone put a deer in a basket, a fancy, what do you call this? It's like a dead man
basket.
It's
like a box or something.
It's like a dead man box, but
well,
for deer.
Load it up in the truck. Let's get riding. I'm getting real nervous. I see two drones flying over, Jeb.
We gotta go.
Get out. Get in the truck. Let's go.
I'm gonna shoot it.
Yee-hoo!
Woo! I know. All right, let's go. Jump in the truck. We're out of here. See you later, you hippies.
Sons of bitches. Woo! Take that.
You sons of bitches. Take that.
See you later,
you fucking queers.
Tree hugging hippies.
Oh, God help me. That was
fucking
terrible.
Dicks.
They just shot up the deer funeral and drove off in their trucks. Oh, God.
Why are so many people...
Screw you,
they just drove by us one
they,
last...
Yeah, they looped around, did a fucking, like, three donuts, and then came back around, and then, yeah.
Called us hippies.
Hippies.
That doesn't mean
killed a
fucking
deer. Took... Bobby too with him, so they're gonna have some venison later.
He scooped up a bunch of dead deer and Bobby and took off. So Jesus Christ, this has been an eye-opening episode, Eric, and
face-opening.
I think we've learned a lot and we've suffered a lot. We've lost a lot, almost as much as we've gained from this episode.
We've lost a lot, suffered a lot.
Yeah, velociraptors.
maybe that's what they should hunt instead of these deer.
Yeah, then. Yeah. Make yourselves useful. Why don't you hunt velociraptors? I saw this documentary's coming out on a commercial earlier, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
They cloned dinosaurs. Monsanto cloned dinosaurs and they're fucking, or InGen, cloned dinosaurs and they're letting them loose.
Or Halliburton.
Next thing you know, there's going to be dinosaurs
Dick
in the streets.
Dick Cheney did the whole thing.
There's going to be dinosaurs in the fucking streets. Oh, they're using them for trying to militarize dinosaurs?
Yes.
That would be pretty sweet.
Get to work, you fucking...
Isn't that
hippie
from something?
Raptor? What?
What was the thing? Wasn't there toys in like the late 90s of Jurassic Park dinosaurs with like lasers you could strap to them and shit? Or was that some other show? What is it?
Dino Riders.
Dino Riders.
Yes.
Yeah. They had lasers and shit strapped to dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that was incredible.
I remember I don't even know where it came up, but I still have it today. A VHS, fresh, hot copy of
Dino Riders VHS. Dude, we need to get a fucking VCR.
I have a VCR.
You do?
Yes.
VCR night.
VCR.
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 VCR. Okay.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of our systems.
And I don't know why we were like banging our chest and waving our hands in the air because nobody can see us.
You know what?
That's the power of VCR.
It's all about getting into the scene, Eric. That's why. Oh, little munder there. Sorry, folks.
No, but I do. I have this VCR. And if you children out there, again, people, why are your children listening to this?
Why? What do we have to do?
Can't you see the NC-17?
There's a parental warning.
NC-17 warning on this show.
It says, warning, your fucking kids shouldn't be fucking listening to this shit. That's what it says right on the label.
Okay, pause the podcast real quick.
Yeah, pause the podcast. Beat your kids with a cane.
Get them out of the room. Punch yourself in the face.
Smack your kids' bare ass with a branch, just like NFL players would.
Every single one of them do it?
Well, the one guy does it.
I know.
There
are some nice guys in the NFL. Okay.
I didn't know we were going to get so political.
Enough of that shit.
So seriously, folks,
now
if
hit
your
play
kids
on...
are listening to this fucking podcast, you need to take them out in the backyard and slap their face with your face.
Then put them to rest.
Put them to rest in a shallow
grave. And then go back to what you were doing. Like probably like folding laundry or something.
Dig a shallow grave and make them lie in it and then threaten to bury them.
Hmm.
And make them lie in there for an hour or else you're going to come and bury them. I was raised. And look how I turned out.
Yeah, you're some kind of normal. That's for sure. Your dreams are my nightmare.
Well, Eric, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Mm-hmm. But okay, don't forget to unpause the podcast, though.
Yeah.
Remember
don't
to hit
to
play.
It.
Play
in
now.
Fact,
now the kid.
I'm thinking about it, Eric. You told them to pause it, and this has been paused the whole time, so they haven't heard the warning about their kids shouldn't listen to it. They haven't heard us telling them to unpause it. So now they're going to be paused indefinitely. We just lost all of our listeners.
Fuck.
Because we can't tell them to unpause it. Now we should have said pause it for 30 seconds or something.
Then fuck.
Then unpause it. Yeah.
So okay.
Fuck. You guys. Oh, nobody can hear us anymore.
Wait, hold on. I have an idea.
Dude, this is terrible. What
I have an idea
do?
To fix it.
What?
We'll just hit stop on the recorder.
Okay.
And then play again.
And then play again. And then you think that'll start up their podcast?
I think so. Let's try it.
Catchers? Well, I mean, it's better than my idea, which was to get naked, lay down on the floor in the fetal position and cry and just slather our bodies in the tears.
Uh-huh. Is that what you do?
Whenever, yeah. After every episode when you leave and go home, because I've got nothing left to look forward to.
I mean, you have Shenron.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this about snakes, but they're not real... They're not real friendly. They're not real loving. They just kind of do. They just do them.
Oh, okay.
They're just chilling.
They're not like deer.
He's got a mouse in his cage and he refuses to eat.
Really? Is it alive?
No.
Oh.
Maybe that's what I need. Maybe that's the problem. I need a fresh one.
Yeah.
He likes a fresh one.
Like a fresh crotch cumber, but he needs a fresh
mouse.
Mouse. Mm-hmm. I've seen him eat those things.
Also known as snake dinners.
Snake dinner. Is that that's a frozen TV dinner for a snake?
Yeah, it basically is. I've got them in my freezer. I always say I've got a mouse holocaust in my freezer.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm a fucking sociopath, dude. I've got several dead bodies in my freezer.
You don't even bury them.
No. I bury them in my snake's fucking shit.
Gullet.
My snake takes shits of them.
Man. That's some that's like something horrifying to think about. It.
You know what also, though? Shenron has only ever eaten mice and, like, the occasional lizard. So he's over 99% made entirely of mice. Think about that. If you are what you eat, he's a mouse.
Made of mice.
He's just a different mouse. He's a transformed mouse. He went into his mouse cocoon.
Transgender snake?
He went into his mouse cocoon and came out a transgender butterfly snake. and we love him more for it, Eric.
I think his face is turning red. You're embarrassing him.
And that's one thing, folks, that I want you to take away from this podcast is that we are accepting of all types of snakes on this podcast, from transgender butterfly snakes to cisgender caterpillar snakes and everything in between.
I am not tired of this snake on this pod.
I love all these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking pod. Yeah.
That's better.
There are just enough motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking pod.
Oh, shit. I love it.
There are exactly the proper number of motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking pod.
Wow.
I'll stop now.
That's intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so bring all your snakes. We'll take the cold snakes, the warm snakes, the warm-blooded snakes, too, even. That would be
where do those ones exist?
They're called trouser snakes.
You know what? I knew you were gonna do that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then why'd you ask?
Trouser snake. Trouser snake. Trouser snake.
Trouser snake. Trouser snake. Trouser snake.
So, speaking of that chant, that kind of reminded me. Are we really gonna do this Dino Riders thing? Maybe we will do an episode. We'll watch Dino Riders, and then we'll review it in one of the episodes.
Oh, dude, I'll do that. I'll talk Dino Riders with you.
I was just gonna say I loved that show, and
we should definitely do a segment of reviewing 80s cartoons.
Okay, because I don't know where this. I don't even know where in the world in my life where this VHS tape came in. You know, I just remember watching it one time, and it was like Dino Riders is awesome. That's how I sounded when I was a little kid. I was kind of like, from Jersey. My mom was terrified of it for a while, but I was like, "Where's this DVD go? Or where's this VHS?"
Hey, forget about it. We're good like that.
But oh man, I used to get prepubescent hard.
Prebubonic?
Prepubescent hard.
Prepubescent?
Yes.
Prepubescent?
Prepubescent?
Prepubescence? We got some preview vessels out of our movie previews earlier. Those sound great. Those sound like great movies. Those were awesome titular lines.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm looking up the number for the podcast.
Oh, didn't we have it written down somewhere?
I think we did, but now that's missing.
Are we rolling?
We're currently recording, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Eric. I'm just tuning in.
There was some trunder right there, some truck thunder.
Yeah, there's a little truck thunder for your afternoon, folks.
Chance of truck thunder.
Little truck thunder for your afternoon. Take that one home with you from work. Drink some more coffee, morning time. How the fuck do you look up your own phone number?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know our phone number. Ladies.
How'd you find it last time?
I don't remember.
That Dino Riders was so fucking cool. Wasn't it the evil ones that started strapping the lasers and guns to the... Because didn't they time travel somehow?
I don't remember anything about that except the vague recollection of a Velociraptor with a laser strapped to it. Several, I guess. And didn't they have like what looked like Dragon Ball Z scouters on their faces too? Like some sort of readout device? I guess we could look up a picture.
I thought you were going to pull up a video of it.
Dino.
Riders. Yes. Oh, God.
Was this a cartoon or was this just a toy set?
No, it was a cartoon, dude. I have a fucking VHS. 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 VHS.
Wait a minute. This is a movie.
Yeah, that's the one I have right there.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. You've got to see that.
I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, dude. Yeah, here we go. Dino Riders cartoon. Oh, yeah. I'm so in.
Uh-huh.
It looks like an anime almost. It looks so 80s.
It is. It is great. It
dude,
is.
That is fantastic. Oh, dude, we're dino riding it. Next episode, we're dino riding.
Let me see that the cover again.
Next
quick.
Episode's name is going to be Dino Ride or Die.
Okay. I'll allow that.
That's the first time we've ever planned ahead an episode title. Oh, ever since Sean and Eric's Advantageous Walkabout. That was episode 3.
Yeah, we did plan that one.
Yeah. It's a good thing I'm the one that...
We're looking into the future to affect the past.
Eric, I didn't tell you before, but I'm the new In Poor Taste historian on In Poor Taste.
Okay.
In Poor Taste.
Do you think they could ever write a movie with that premise on it?
Dino Riders or In Poor Taste?
No, that you go to the future to change the past.
Dude, the cover of this fucking Dino... I'm sorry, oh, yeah. I'm transfixed. The cover of this Dino Riders... The answer is yes to your question.
Okay.
the cover of this fucking VHS...
Volume 1.
So fucking... Volume 1 makes me so happy inside because that means there's more than one. And this random fucking dinosaur that they've got poking out of this this downward facing triangle. Like, this is so Illuminati mode. Uh-huh. Like, Illuminati's got the fucking all-seeing eye. The eye's just out of the triangle.
Eye of the dinosaur.
Eye of the dinosaur. And he's sitting there. He's got one two-clawed hand coming out.
That's a sign for the...
For the Illuminati. Yeah. That's their hand signal.
Oh, yeah. The little, like...
The two claw.
The compass thing.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a protractor. Or
yeah,
a,
for the Freemasons. The Freemason thing.
What do you call the thing? Is that a compass?
I thought so. Not a compass, but yeah, it's a compass.
When you put your mouse in it. God damn it.
No, you put
my
your
brain
pen,
is broken.
You put your pencil in it,
you
and then it pivots
it.
On a point.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
called a compass.
I'm pretty sure it's a compass.
Yeah,
but yes,
right.
I'm pretty sure
God
this
damn it, I can't
this
believe
is
I can't
the
remember.
One that I have.
I'm just so my brain was erased by this. They're wearing incredible armor. This fucking
oh yeah.
This T-Rex has a helmet on that has laser, what can only be described as laser rifles.
We will post this cover.
We'll post this cover with next episode.
Yeah, with the
after we watch it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? We'll post it as a preview, and then we'll post like a video with the next one maybe. You know what? How about I'll do the fucking editing of the website and everybody leave fuck get the fuck out of
get
it.
Get your
huh?
little shit fingers
yeah,
out of
you?
Out of the pod soup.
Jesus. All right, well, as always, we want you guys to give us a call and leave us messages. That would be fucking fantastic. Can you do that? Can you call? Can you leave a message? We'll play you on the episode. You'll be fucking podcast famous, which as we all know, is the best kind of famous.
Oh, I have it right here.
Hang on, little Munder.
Oh my God, that
100% chance. Whoa, it's hey. Mundery in here, folks.
100% chance of
Munder. 100% chance Munder coming by your apartment today, folks. One and only. What the fuck do we have here? I'm being held. I'm being handed.
This just in. This just in. Turn it around. Turn it around.
Oh. Eric handed me ATC Auto Service. We would like to thank you for coming to ATC Auto Service to have your vehicle serviced recently. Hang on. Eric wanted me to read this entire letter. Your business is important to us, and we appreciate the opportunity to service you while we service your vehicle.
Is that from Big Jim?
Remember, at ATC Auto Service, we never perform any services without your prior consent, and we never perform any unnecessary reach-arounds. Okay, this is... Oh, the back.
Yes, that's what I wanted you to read.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The phone number at the top.
Oh, I already had it on the screen, but that's okay.
Oh, all that work I did. I stood up.
Yeah, you did. You stood up. You handed me something...
All
right, folks, but listen, give us a call in Poor Taste, leave us a message, whatever you want to say. And if we feel like it, we'll play it on the episode. If it's something horribly racist, we're not going to play it, obviously, but, or maybe we will play it and then we'll just tell everyone your name and your address.
And we'll come find you and kill
you. Yeah, we'll come find you and we'll poop on your head. And that's not a threat. That's a promise from us to you. But the number is 412-904-3201. Call us. It's lots of fun.
Hey, real quick before we end, there's something I have to tell you.
What?
This VCR I have
uh-huh.
is not in the best shape.
Okay.
It doesn't have a top, so there's a chance that it might not play.
All right. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we cross to it.
Okay.
We could watch it on VHS, but we could also just look it up on YouTube, too, and just say we'd
look it takes the
on VHS.
we promised the listeners that we would do it on a VHS night.
And we will. Oh. According to the record book.
Oh, it's been stricken.
We're just going to lie.
Okay.
God damn it, Eric. Do I have to spell it out for you?
Yes.
L-I-E.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so that's what you can look forward to next week. A little Dino Riders action. And that's the sound of a dino being ridden hard.
Mm-hmm. Bobby would have appreciated that noise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bobby.
This pod is dedicated to Bobby.
Yeah, this one goes out to Bobby. Sweethearted, kind-hearted deer who, you know, he loved nothing more than to deconstruct Chaunch.
Chaunch. You know, we just basically wrote our first character off the show.
Yeah, we wrote him right off. If that's what you want to call a deer being just utterly mutilated by a car. I mean, what happened to him is how he described what he did to female deer. Do you see why that kind of the parody
what
there?
What goes around comes around?
Yeah, and that's also sexual innuendo. So great job, Eric. And I think that's how we have to end it.
Okay, I'm cool.
We good?
I spent my pod and
yeah, I'm pretty good on this one. And I hope you guys are too. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to our ridiculous thoughts. And if you did, rate us, review us on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher.com. You can get that app on your phone. If you're on Apple, check us out on iTunes. If you're on an Android, check us out on Stitcher. And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/InPoorTastePodcast. Leave us a message there. Leave us some questions. We'll answer it on the pod. And, you know, check us out. Check out our website. It's podsberg.com/InPoorTaste. And, yeah, just drop us a line, you know.
We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, give us a call. Fucking give us a call. Leave us a message. Leave us a message, buddy.
Okay. Cut it, Jack.
If you cast it, they will pause.
The crackling of leaves, building things that just shouldn't be, all in the name of discovering how we end. The cat, golden, swallowed things that you shouldn't have. Now you're sweating so awful bad. Guilt for sin, hysterical lines and standing. But I think we are. suicides for Halloween. When there's already such scary things in life, it seems. Maybe I'll be Sam Clemens. How much longer till we shake everything back into place? Awake, awake. A penny for your wicked thoughts. Do you reckon we'll get caught? I sure.
With over 40 years of serious sign flipping experience and has been certified by the fucking Sign Flipping Association. Just started adding words to the copy.
Stick to the script!
Lion roar. How about this? Flip your life. Flip your own life. Hey, flip your life. Flip on down, you flippers.
Flip on down to, what was the, Jerry's.
Flip on down to Zerry's.
Minutes from your mom.
Flip on down to Flippy Flippy Flipters Flippity Flew.
Oh my God.
Flip on down to Jerry Sign Flipping University. Ding. Zing. Zeri's.
Xander.
Zeri Xander Zoozer. A flippy flew fly.
Oh, that was a good one.
Give me one more.